need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, suckers and lickers, muff divers and deep throaters, woohoo! Philatrixes and cunning linguists, ooh, and anal linguists. All you children of sex. Mm-hmm. And we are all children of sex. I mean, we may or may not be children of God. We don't know. We may or may not be children of Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, the goddess. But until we start cloning ourselves, we know we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to my womb room, brothers and sisters, here in the soul of downtown LA. Yeah, this is the speakeasy in Bonoboville, and this is my womb room, and you know, we decorate it differently. Tasia Suter is my producer, and tonight she has made a beautiful womb. If you're listening or watching us live, yeah, thank you. Little applause for the producer that worked very hard. Sister Tasia running around here like a little blue angel, blowing in and out of the womb room, so to speak. Anyway, we're celebrating sort of Valentine's month. Everything, now that the media has taken over every holiday, lasts much longer than the day, because you have to shop and then you have to return things and you have to recover and talk to your therapist, of course. So it's Valentine's month, right? And so we're celebrating. And we're also celebrating and rising up. We're striking, we're dancing, we're rising for 1 billion rising against violence against Woo! Women throughout the world. Woo! Yeah. Some of you are clapping a little tentatively. That's okay. I have to explain this a little bit. You know, the vagina monologues. Woo-hoo! Pussy, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Vagina monologues by Eve Ensler. And she is behind this, and she's very active in the Congo, where women are raped like some crazy amount of, I don't know. I mean, women are raped too much everywhere. It really is not exclusive to any particular culture, and people are, actually. Some men are, and women are, and certainly some trans women are. And I guess in the news, there's been a lot of stuff on the Congo and India. And one thing is, this movement is of women all over the world. And I don't know if it's a billion, but it's a lot. And women and their friends, they're the guys that like to hang out with the women who dance, because it's all about dancing and, mm-hmm. you know, and pussy, right? Right, okay. So just don't beat it, you know, unless, I guess, It's a light spanking, or, you know, anyway, you know, I mean, consensual BDSM is okay. But we're against all this crap that actually has been going on for millennia. It's been going on so long, it's ridiculous. But not forever, okay? Because look at the bonobos. They don't beat up the chicks because the chicks have solidarity. You know, anyway, that's a whole big thing. But they're in the Congo, they're native to the Congo, and Eve is very active in the Congo. So we're part of this 1 billion rising. It's Bonoboville rising tonight. And it's also Blow Me Away night. Oh, yeah. And so we're going to talk about this great book. I do want to say one thing, though, and get rid of Evie. Not get rid of her. But it is also, if you're listening to us live or watching us on drsusie.tv, it is the Chinese year of the snake. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I think, the year of the black snake, but I'm not going to get racially particular here. So my snake is sort of Hispanic looking, and I don't know. Actually, my snake looks a little Chinese, and she is about to shed. She's got a little stuff going on here. This is Eve in the Garden of Eden, but she wanted to come out to celebrate the Chinese Year of the Snake, which is an exciting year, because the snake is a symbol of wisdom.
Yes.
And seduction, isn't that cool? That the snake is a symbol of wisdom and seduction. Oh, and there's a bad thing too. I forget what you know how I block out the bad things. Okay, so there's some bad thing. The snake has a fragile ego and gets jealous and easily hurt, right? Because the snake is often, you know, just so admired and just so smart and beautiful and seductive. But of course, you know, I mean, there's going to be some rejection involved in life, and snakes have trouble dealing with that, and so does my snake. Oh, all right, Amanda, here, you can play
there
with my snake. Don't let her go. Okay, and don't hold her by the head too much. Yeah, there she goes. Eve. Yes. And so it's Year of the Snake, it's 1 Billion Rising, it's Valentine's Month, and it's Blow Me Away Night. In honor of Blow Each Other Away, which is a new book by Jaya. Hi, Jaya.
Hello.
Jaya is returning to Bonoboville.
Yes.
Let's see, how long has it been? About a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah, well, you're back, and we're glad to have you back. And before, you were promoting your book, Red Hot Touch, and it was all about hands with a little bit of mouth, and now we're going from hand to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of mouth.
A lot of mouth. Lips,
and
mouth,
tongue.
No hands. Teeth. No teeth.
Well, sometimes teeth a little teeth. That's Natasia.
Natasia.
Natasia is, this is your first time here
at
the speakeasy, Bonoboville, right? Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
And so Natasia doesn't like teeth. People have very strong opinions about teeth. I happen to like a little teeth, a little nibbling.
Yeah.
And maybe even, you know, not vampire biting, but some people like vampire biting. Some people do. You know, there's so much variety. And your book is just filled with so much variety of all these different types of oral sex, both of the female, male, everything, and the back door that can go for anybody. Mm-hmm. and it's a great handbook. And also gets into, you know, the psychology of oral sex and why we feel ashamed sometimes of going face to genitals, you know? Mm-hmm. That's tough for people.
Yeah. And very important for us to shed the shame. I'm on a mission to help people, you know, get rid of sexual shame so that they can really enjoy pleasure.
There you go. And you're in the missionary position, only sometimes, though, because you do all the different positions. And this is your position partner.
Yes.
And this is D-Love.
D-Love. And we are doing 90 days straight of oral sex right now. So
wow.
I practice everything I preach. And at the end of the book, I challenge people to having straight sex practice for a while. So meaning like 90 days straight
90
or 30 days straight
of oral
or even
sex.
7 days straight of oral sex.
Okay.
Whatever you can do.
I can see that.
Seven,
well,
yeah.
But we are on 90 days, and today I think it's day 57. So we have to do maybe some of our homework while we're here.
While we're here?
Yeah.
Some kissing.
Display. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or something.
Oh, kissing
least.
Counts as oral sex.
Kissing.
I have oral sex every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait
well,
a second.
Well, like, I can have an orgasm at the back of my knee. So, you know, if someone's licking the back of my knee, like it's my clitoris and I have an orgasm, like, I think that counts.
I actually like the front of my knee, too, which is never in those erogenous zone maps. The front of the knee, of rubbing the front of the knee. Mm-hmm. And there's just these spots. Anyway, there's spots everywhere.
Yeah.
And blow each other away has got a lot of the hot spots.
Thank
so I want to introduce some of my other guests, and maybe we're going to try out some of your amazing
I think
techniques.
We should try them for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to sit here in the bed all by myself too long. So so Natasia is here, and we all think you're from Brazil.
Yeah, everybody always says that.
Yeah.
Everybody
Where are you really from?
I was born in Dominican Republic, but I was raised in San Diego.
Okay, so. Dominican Republic is also kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Not as obviously sexy as
Brazil,
but they got some stuff going on there. Isn't that where Rush Limbaugh got stuck or something? You know, because it's got such a seductive vibe.
Yes, it's
you know,
very
a lot of stuff
tropical,
going on
sexy, Caribbean.
And richer than its sister, Haiti, over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Total
yeah.
other world.
Oh, wow. All right, so you're here in L.A. to make your fortune.
I'm here, hopefully, to start my empire.
Your empire?
Yes.
Of sex?
Of sex.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. What's
and
your
beauty
motto?
Beauty and glamour and...
You're also on a mission, I guess.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And here's Amanda Blow. You know,
I
had to invite you. I mean, I love to have you anyway, all times. I mean, you were here
Thank you
just a few
very
weeks
much.
Ago, right?
Yes, for my birthday.
But tonight, of course,
you
your
have
name
to have Blow. I know.
It's the title of Jaya's book.
It's spectacular, so, and I think that you're just gorgeous. Both of you, y'all are amazing, and
you
are a great energy tonight. I love it. But yes, I love to. I need Amanda Blow.
Amanda Blow. I love how on Facebook you're Amanda Wind. I think
yes, they said, okay, this
yeah,
is
they
what's
wouldn't
strange.
Let you be Amanda Blow.
Yeah,
Blows.
But they put in parentheses right next to it, Amanda Blow.
The
so I'm like, well, what's the point? Why don't you just keep it Amanda Blow if you're going to have it right next to it? You know
don't
I mean?
Get me started on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't like Facebook so much. Not so much.
Mm, okay.
But you look beautiful tonight.
Oh,
and,
thank you, darling.
I have my gorgeous friend here, Olivia.
Livia Godiva.
Yes.
Are
one
you
and only?
Sweet as the chocolate or
sweeter?
Uh-huh. Now the original Godiva
white
had
chocolate.
The long hair.
As did I, but you know, things change.
It's a new
right.
generation.
Now I bet Peeping Tom, who was watching Lady Godiva go through town, wished she had hair the length of yours. Then he could see more.
Absolutely.
Right.
There's still enough
she
to
just
pull.
Shed it.
Do you like to ride horses? You have to get closer to your mic.
I say there's
like
still
you're
enough
giving
to pull.
It head.
Sorry
it's
about
an
that.
Oral sex night, right? Okay. Yeah, get close to that mic. Don't slobber on it, though.
Okay.
Okay.
No slobbering, no.
No. Well,
no, that's
no.
always good.
She likes to
in
slobber,
real estate, it's location,
it
location,
is.
Location. In oral sex, it's
lubrication,
lubrication, lubrication.
I love that.
Right.
<That's great.
laughs> Okay. So, okay. So now I have a. My couple is in the back. Wow, maybe you should just come up here.
Yeah,
That's Shay and Brock, Shay Golden and Brock Hard. Wowie zowie, all right. And Shay Golden and Brock Hard are one of our favorite couples in the world. I mean, we could call them a porn power couple, but they are much more than that. Where's the microphone? Okay. Can I get some help? My cameraman is the only one here. Okay. And so the microphone is coming off of the thing, and that is the sound that you hear. And so Shay and Brock are actually oral sex champs.
Wow.
They really are. But, you know...
Love.
I want to try to.
yeah, they're oral sex champs.
Against that.
We gave them an award here at DrSusie.tv for, I think Shay got it for longest blowjob
ever.
Best cocksucker.
Best cocksucker. I didn't.
Right,
not in that
because
competition.
Because of the marathon blowjob. Okay, we've had a lot of great cocksuckers here, honestly. But
I don't give away
Fele Trixes. Excuse me. I'm supposed to sound clinical.
Cocksuckers rule.
So, yeah. So it was a long one. It was, how long do you think it was?
God, hours.
What was this?
My dick was fucking raw.
Uh-huh. But you seem to enjoy it.
I enjoy some pain in my, you know, pleasure.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, he loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you won for most copious male ejaculate.
Yeah, I just slung one out that one night, and it worked out good. She had the dark black makeup, and it just good coverage. It was
yeah,
good.
It was actually
it
a different
good.
Night.
It felt good.
Right, okay. So you guys are obviously, you know, pretty much experts in oral sex.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Now, have you ever gone 90 days of oral sex?
No, we haven't, but, I mean, if it can get any better than what she does, then teach her.
Can I get in on that competition?
Uh-oh.
No, you can't.
please let me. Amanda Blow needs
Amanda
Blow.
I
never got that.
For Amanda Blow.
You calling me out?
Yeah, I'm calling you out. I want a sec.
All right. Before we have the wrestling section of the show,
I'll go get the mugs.
Let's
the
do
oil.
Some tongue wrestling, okay, before we get into
you know I love you. You're gorgeous.
Too much competition.
No, right. There's never any.
You can practice on your girlfriend. Here.
You guys are all good cocksuckers. Okay, no competition.
No, it's I am Amanda Blow.
You guys should
I have to be in the competition that is with Amanda Blow. Has to be in that one. You know, like, come on. Why wasn't I invited?
I'm just Lily BL.
You are here, Amanda Blow. Now,
I get to suck his dick for like 5 hours then, and
I'll watch.
Or yours. No, I'd rather suck yours.
She's spicing up your relationship right now.
I want her to spank me later.
Hey, if he wants to, I'll watch. I like
you're brutal.
It.
All right, down girl. So now I have Jaya here, author of Blow Each Other Away. You've taught novices and people that do oral all the time. Mm-hmm. So you've got some people that do it a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a challenge.
Do you know any white tigress techniques?
Come again?
White tigress.
Oh, it's a Chinese thing.
I don't know other ethnicities, I guess. Ways of doing it.
So the white tigresses, actually, they use... So the more oral sex that you have, the theory is the more beauty you gain. And you can use his sexual essence and his semen, like on your face, as like a facial mask.
You've done
that's
that.
Why we look so young, right,
yeah,
Susie?
He comes all over my face every time.
That's why we look so young.
So do you ever like absorb it or do you wipe it off?
Oh, I sit there. He takes pictures. I don't know. I bask in it, I guess.
I rub it in.
She basks in it. See, perfect. You are a white tigress, and you didn't even know.
Yeah, I don't rush to clean it off.
Wherever
it goes, you know, normally on my face. But
so there's certain techniques that you can do to actually, like, draw more beautifying essence and the immortality essence the white tigresses use. There's one, like, where you make a diamond with your hands like this, and then you take his penis in your mouth, and you suck back. Maybe we'll try this later. You suck on the tip of his penis really hard, and then you circle your tongue one way, and you circle your tongue the other way. Then you engulf, and then you come up, and then you pop off his penis.
Pop off.
So,
like, will you make like a pop sound.
Yeah,
I don't
there
use
you go.
I don't use
but how does that sound to you?
No, she already does something similar to that. I mean,
good.
She can try that exact technique. I'm all down, but... She already kind
I,
of does
I love
that.
How
she,
he,
if
I
it
love,
can get better, then teach her, please, because it's amazing.
I love how he's giving his woman kudos.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
She should. Like, she's an award-winning balletrix.
I could
all
try
right,
the
but you didn't do the diamond thing.
No,
so
I
there
did
is
not.
Something. There's, mm-hmm. You know, there's always a little something to learn to add to your repertoire. Yeah. Right.
I'll that's always right. be learning about sex. Even though I'm having 90 days of sex with him, I'm sure that, I mean, I'm learning things, even though it's my job.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you learning, Dila?
I'm learning her clitoris very, very well.
let's get down with the clitty now. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we are downtown, and we should go downtown. And Brock, I mean, clitoris eating and the whole thing is a little more subtle. It's more difficult for observers to see really how good you are because it's all going on kind of,
it's
you know.
True.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. But he does it a lot, so that must be good.
Can he lip buzz? I have a challenge for you. Okay, here's a challenge for everyone. The lip buzz challenge. How long can you keep your buzz going?
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
And I like to challenge people. I actually just did this on stage.
I can't do that. No.
And to
you
see
can't do that.
Whoever could do it the longest.
You have something to learn now.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We
can he's done it on me.
Does your piercings bother you?
Yeah,
you
they get in the way. I guess it's the airflow through the hole. No, he does it really good on me.
Yeah, okay, let me hear
let's
your...
See, let's see his lip buzz. There we go.
Yeah, we got the airplane taken off Barnhart from the speakeasy. Woohoo!
Everyone feel it on your clitoris.
Blow me away.
Oh, my God.
Mmm. Yeah.
I'd laugh when he does it.
Yeah, you laugh. It's a little ticklish. The ticklish thing, you know.
It's under the covers. It's like funny.
Mmm. But sometimes it hits the spot. Yeah, so, okay. Well, what should we try? Should we try something?
I think we should try something.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do
all
it
all right,
now.
So what? Maybe you guys want to choose. What do you want to try? Do you want to do something to him, or do you want him to do something to you? It's all...
I'll do something to him. Maybe try that diamond thing.
Okay, you want to try it? Okay.
Okay,
so you'll be on your knees.
Okay, so, hey, Tasia, where is my girl, Tasia, my producer?
Oh, she has flower petals all
Tasia,
over her booty.
I know, we have flower petals. Yeah, it's sort of that Valentine thing.
I like it.
Can we move the Sibian?
What do you think, D-Love? You like the flower petals on the booty?
I like the flower petals.
Oh, by the way, while they get ready, I just, I wanted to give you a copy of my book.
Okay, here we go.
Picture. Oh. Hey, L'Erotique. Woo!
Yay!
Okay. Okay.
Love it. The Ten Commandments of Pleasure.
Yeah,
must
just,
read.
You know, in case
and
there's
something.
And
you have to come on my show.
I will. And maybe you could sign this, too, before
okay,
you leave.
Definitely. Okay, definitely. I just need a pen.
Yeah, a pen.
I will sign
a pen. It. Queendom for a pen. All right, they're getting ready.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and...
He's going to sit at the edge of the bed.
Are they in a good position? Maybe you guys should be sideways here so we can see what's going on. Oh. Now, wait a second. They just said that they have to get hard. Do they have to for this?
No, he doesn't have to be hard right away.
No?
She can start.
He's a grower, not a shower. But you know what? We know that about you, Brock, and we love that about you. So I think it's okay.
So I just have to say something about the soft penis.
Yes, it's say
okay.
Something about the soft penis. Yes.
Sometimes it's great to put a soft penis in your mouth and just feel a soft penis in your mouth and then feeling it get hard.
Mm.
And
roll it around in your mouth.
Roll it around. And guys
brush
have to relax. You guys have to relax about your erections. Like, it's okay. Sometimes a soft penis feels better than a hard one.
Sometimes if you relax about them, you get them more often. Mm-hmm. If you don't try for them, right?
You got to chill out. You got to take the pressure off.
It's tough to do that, but it
performance
it
anxieties.
Well, like last night we did our entire oral session and he didn't get a full erection the entire time. We were actually playing with that. Like, let's just see what it's like soft and let's just hold it in my mouth and like breathe. And
was that a decision not to get hard or was it more just...
No.
But we have this thing where we have to do oral sex every night.
No.
So here I am.
It was just like relaxing.
Oh, okay.
We were trying the white tigress technique.
Yeah.
So it was not about getting anywhere.
Mm.
It was just about being with his penis in my mouth and noticing.
Just being with it, and just feeling that... that nice feeling of it moving around in there, even if it's not hard. It's more flexible, I guess, when it's not hard. All right, well, They're going for it. Yeah.
She's doing some of her fabulous fellatio over there.
She is doing her fabulous fellatio. She is quite an award-winning fellatrix. Amanda Blow, what do you think?
I can't see. I'm stuck on her ass.
We see a booty.
Her ass looks really good.
You do see some great booty. Are we ready for a side view now?
Open up to the camera.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, so while you're there, we can try some other ones that aren't necessarily, you know, like, what about the slap and slide?
Slap and slide.
Slap and slide, yeah.
So you open your mouth wide and try to touch the tip of your tongue to your chin.
Where should I go? I think I'll go in back here.
Try to touch
the tip of your mouth.
Your tongue
your
to
tongue,
your chin.
To your chin.
And then you flatten your tongue and hold his penis at the base and then slap it against your tongue.
Whoa.
So that's
something you do when it's not hard, actually.
Or you can do that when it's hard or when it's not hard.
When it's not hard. Okay.
Either one.
Yeah. So.
So, there's no pressure to be hard. And then after slapping it, then you slide it side to side. So it goes slap, 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 and then
ah.
She's still trying the diamond.
Okay. I gotta get up.
Slap and slide.
Slap and slide.
Slap and slide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
or you can have fun with his frenulum, where you take the tip of your tongue and you rapidly flick over his frenulum.
Frenulum. I was trying
there
to
she's gone.
Are you flicking the frenulum? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, mm-hmm. You heard that?
So this is part of the thing. If you're going to communicate about oral sex, sometimes it's good to communicate before you have the penis in your mouth.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because you have your mouth full.
Yeah, your mouth is full.
Right,
so it's
right.
So, you know, if there's something
hopefully
you want to try.
Mm. Okay, well, how about just sucking techniques?
Sucking techniques?
Because that seems to be what they're doing.
Let's see, what do I have? Deep. I like one of these deep ones. Let's give her an advanced one.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Breathe, lick, moan, the root. Do you ever play with his root while giving oral sex? The root of his penis is located between the testicles and the anus.
Uh-huh.
And so you can press in there with your hand and kind of massage around while you are off the pants.
The boxers are coming off, yay, so I think that's progress.
Yay.
Mm.
How's your
you know
saliva?
What? I think have this feeling that one way to take the pressure off is maybe to have somebody else up here doing something else. Oh, Liam.
Or the guest.
How about? Oh, here's my snake. I think I'm going to get the snake. Yeah. Did you enjoy communing with Evie?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She loves me.
Yeah. Are you two girlfriends, or what is your situation together?
Platonic life partners.
Platonic. So you don't do each other?
Depends on how much money you have.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know, I mean.
No, she's my girl. Like, this is my very good friend.
Okay.
She's very sexual, and she actually has an open relationship and is dominatrix.
No, I'm sub with my husband.
Oh,
though.
Sub. I'm sorry. She's sub.
Oh, is your husband here?
No, my husband's in Oregon, unfortunately.
Oh,
she shares him. Like, she leaves a guy or a girl with him.
Absolutely.
A girl with him. I think that's really cool.
All right.
Make sure he's taken care of while I'm down here.
Okay.
So
now that we've taken the pressure off of them, having a little conversation here. So you guys don't want to try out any of these techniques then?
I mean, I'll suck a dick for sure.
You'll suck a dick. Any dick.
I love to suck cock. Yeah, I think it. All
yeah, okay.
Cock is great.
I'm her BL though. You never explained that.
Yeah. Do we have a volunteer? Do you want a
volunteer?
Justin, can you take pictures while she's working on you?
POV.
Yeah, okay. All right. POV.
POV.
Okay, here you go. Come on, Amanda Blow. Step
Amanda
on
Blow.
Up to
POV.
The stage area. I'm going to get rid of this snake, and then Justin's snake is going to come out. See, when you're on the crew here at the Dr. Susan Block Show, you can, yeah. We're going to go get me hard. You know, yeah, I know it. Well, okay, it's okay. You guys do whatever makes you comfortable, although you don't have to be hard for this stuff. But, all right. Get over there. Get over there.
He's like,
oh, here comes the boxers. Okay, can we move these boxers, please? All right, you want to get over here? Yeah. Look at you, Amanda. You look like a flapper. Yeah, flapper girl. Yeah, here we go. All right, so.
There's nothing flappy about me.
No.
True.
Especially my pussy.
Well, no, not your labia flapping. Your
I gotta
dress.
Go. I got to go. See y'all later.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, here we go. Amanda
Super.
Blow is now approaching
a man
to blow. Okay.
But
so,
we want to see two.
Yeah, we want to see. And they're actually right behind the little, you know, the blowing material here, the diaphanous blow. So
I love how you can just call out, like, we need a cock, and one appears.
And one of my photographers.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
Did you get a chance to sign that yet?
Oh, okay.
He's
yeah,
a real
sign
team
it, and then
player,
I'll bring it back
yeah.
up. Yeah. Okay, so Jux Lee is a team player. He's here to take photographs, which, you know, he's doing. But at the same time, he is also, you know,
stunt
a guy
cock.
Who likes...
A stunt penis.
Who likes a little fellatio, right? Why not? A lot of guys like it, but a lot of guys, you know, are nervous. We can't blame them, but at the same time, we appreciate when a guy isn't nervous and isn't even a porn star. So let's give a hand to Juxley.
He is a porn star, trust me. Okay.
In his own bedroom.
I don't know if that's on his resume. Yeah, here she goes. Amanda Blow. Okay, so yeah, you don't have to take pictures of this part. Right. Yeah, just keep the camera on your head. Okay, so are you enjoying your new position?
It's quite nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what kind of advice do you have for the receiver, the one who's getting his oral sex?
Well, it's really important to pay attention to the sensations, because I think we get in our head, you know, about stuff. Mm. And so,
especially when you're a photographer.
Yeah, right? Let's relax. Let's pay attention to, like, how her mouth feels.
Get and out of your head and get into your head.
Get into your head, yeah. Get into the other head.
And I'm going to take
And the temperatures and the breath from her nose and paying attention to your own breath. Are you breathing? Because if you're holding breath, then the oxygen's not getting where it needs to go.
And we often hold our breath when we kind of just feel pressure, you know? And sometimes if you can't think psychologically about how to get rid of the pressure, which is a whole brain twister, all you have to do is just remember to take a deep breath.
Yep,
and that sometimes
it's
does
so
it.
It's so simple. The more you breathe, the more you experience and feel. And and I love how she's including his testicles. I'm going to be peanut heaven over here about all the things I love.
Yeah, but you like having your pants half on? Is that good, or should we get the pants all the way off? I'm just, you know, some guys, I don't know, you might like the pants half on.
D-Love likes the pants half on. He likes a little clothes on, don't you, D-Love?
It's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love cunnilingus, like, through my underwear, or, like, just peeling the underwear to the side.
Speaking of underwear, Amanda has her underwear on inside out, which is really sexy. It's really cute. You're so, like, cool, and then you get this underwear on inside out with a little label hanging out. Cute. And look at this great ass. Nice.
So see, this would be the perfect threesome moment.
Yeah, okay. So sometimes, you know, the receiver wants to do something. He wants to feel, and now we're
kissing.
Going from oral sex to kissing sex. Right. You know, it's true. Oral, often, it's in combination with other things. It's it's not like it's got to be by itself at all. It's just part of licking and liking.
Well, my definition of oral sex is actually that it includes the whole body. It's any time your mouth is on a body part.
Yeah.
So
you guys, are you going to make any sounds? Or are you going to keep quiet? We just want to know. Yeah. What's going on? Okay. How's she doing?
Oh, she's good. She's great.
She's good. Right.
You know, we see a lot of sucking a lot of times. I think it's important also to take time to lick. You know, like lick at the frenulum, use your tongue, you know,
right.
Like,
and
and a lot of guys who are circumcised, there are little parts that are still there that are really sensitive. If you look for like a little ridged area near the frenulum, like near where the head starts, look for any like little ridges there to see any.
Amanda made a noise, right? Yeah. The noise helps.
Oh, her clothes are coming off now.
Yeah. You know, it's got some titty now. Get into that. Right, coitus and mammalia. Well,
now the hand on the back of the head, that's something I would ask about with my partner, you know. It's like sometimes his delight.
I think
she's giving a heads
Justin
up.
Has asked that in the past with Amanda, and he knows she likes it.
She likes
but
it.
But she does like that stuff. She likes to have her face kind of slapped
and
with the dick.
I like that.
Thumbs up. Yep, thumbs up.
I think there's a wide variety of sensations we can do here. There's sucking, there's licking, there's slapping, there's sliding, there's... I got a yes on that, a confirmation. You know, and not being afraid of the testicles. I mean, you can see here that
you can suck.
Do not
fear the testicles.
You can suck the testicles. Oh, and then the root of the penis below the testicles, and they're really good. Yum.
And the root of the word testicles is the same as the root of the word testament, actually. We know that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because we swear on our family jewels.
And then something I would say is like slow too. Like there's a lot of fast speed, but then finding moments of just slow and even still. We forget about stillness in sex, and that's just as powerful.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. What he's instructing her a little bit.
I like that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because you know what? Sometimes you don't know what to do.
Yep.
It certainly helps to hear a little instruction from your partner. And I think that goes for any which way of oral sex.
And I think there's also a really good way to do it so your partner doesn't feel criticized.
Mm.
And I think that's important. So like, not just saying like, oh, that doesn't feel right, or ouch, that hurts. Instead, to tell them what they're doing right first. So like, oh, I love that your mouth is on my penis right now. Or I love how your mouth feels so wet around my cock. And then give the feedback. But don't say it would be better if or but. Say, and I would get so hard if you did X, Y, Z, and then praise them for doing it right when they get it right.
Positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. We do it with kids and with lovers. Mm-hmm. Right, right. It's a good idea. So, Natasia, how do you think they're doing?
I can't really see, but yeah, I don't
see...
Yeah,
you want to get a better look?
I don't see any hard penis, so I don't think it's going so well.
Well, see, you haven't been listening. It's okay to not have a hard penis.
I don't like to suck hard penis.
You don't?
No, I want hard, throbbing... That's what makes me excited. If I want something soft, I'll
suck
on my finger.
Why don't you put some pressure on my people up here?
Sorry, guys. Yeah. I took Viagra yesterday, so maybe
that?
I have a hard penis.
The commentary helps, right?
Well, I think it's important that we all have differences, and I love that. I love that, you know, it's like, no, I like a hard penis. That's great. Yeah. And some of us like it soft, too.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, practically everybody who likes sex likes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't always hard. I mean, I think that, you know, when you get to really know a penis... And you're with it a lot. You know, you gotta go through the times when it ain't so hard.
Yeah. I feel insulted, right? If it's not hard. If I'm like this hot, sexy girl, and if there's no hard penis, I feel insulted.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, soft feels nice, and you want to feel all the stages in between. It's encouraging and it's sexy.
Yeah. I have felt insulted, but when you go back and forth with a guy who's in and out, you know, who's maybe been through surgery, mm-hmm. or, you know...
Or his head, he's just stressed.
Yeah.
His head's not in it. It has nothing to do with me, or, you know. But it has to do with, oh, God, I got to deliver that furniture tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons. Or maybe the reason might be... that I thought I was going to take photographs at the show, and instead I'm laying on a bed getting my cock sucked in front of a bunch of people making comments and photographing. Oh, what?
I got a better one for
What's
you.
What's that?
How about, I got here late,
yeah.
coming off the phone for the first time in 2 years, and talking to my brother who just had a kid.
Oh, so that's inhibiting, right?
No, I'm not going to blame that, okay. but it's weird right now.
Oh.
This is not the first.
Right.
It's been a couple of times guys haven't been able to do that here.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know.
But watch.
Should we provide drugs? I mean,
no.
This is real life.
Yeah.
It's real life.
And you know what? Are you enjoying giving to him right now? And is he enjoying receiving right
Say
now?
Say that out loud, Amanda.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm glad.
You know, if they're enjoying themselves, like, you know, who cares if it's hard or not? In my opinion.
I agree.
Right. Right. Somebody should get their pussy eaten, though, because then it doesn't matter if it's whatever. That's the luck of being a woman.
He's giving her a foot job back there.
Yeah, he is giving her a foot job. Uh-huh, ankle job. And here's Katie Kins. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, you've got purple hair.
I've got a lot of color hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just all different colors.
I call it my mermaid hair.
Wow. Well, welcome to Blow Me Away. Yeah, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been being married, you know. First year of marriage, it's tough.
Did you bring along the hubby?
I did. He's somewhere.
Yeah. Second year's hard too, just so you know.
Oh, Mona Sunoy. Well, howdy. So you said you had news?
Oh, I have news. Yeah, I will be, I have my website starting, katiekins.com, which is pretty cool.
Well, good for you.
But that won't be up probably until summer. Got to get all the content and everything. But the big news is I'm shooting my first interracial scene with Prince Joshua in the next month. So that's pretty exciting. That's the big secret news.
Oh, okay. That was a secret until now.
Yes, yes. No one knew that I was going to be shooting with Prince.
Well, I like him. He's a nice guy.
He's
Prince
a great
Joshua.
Guy, yeah. Real nice guy.
And I love that he names his company after a primate, the gorilla, Silverback. Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Silverback Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So does Mona have some news?
Yeah, Mona, actually, his new movie just came out on Wicked Pictures. It's called Summer Lovin'. Barrett Blade directed it. It's got Misty Stone in it and Richie and, goodness gracious, so many stars I can't even remember.
So he's the writer?
Yes, he's a writer.
Oh, I see. Yes. So you're a writer's wife.
Yes, yes. Now he works in search engine optimization, SEO, but yes, he's a writer.
All right. And how's your sex life?
It's pretty good.
That was quite a pause there. Huh? I'm not sure what to say there, huh? Yeah? And so how much oral sex are you guys having?
Oh. You're so awesome, Dr. Susie.
You know, get to the point, yeah.
Actually, you know, oral sex has been pretty good.
Yeah, which way?
Oh, my way, giving to him. I like giving.
You like giving, not yes. You don't like receiving.
Oh, I do.
Mona, are you a giver? Yeah?
He's the big giver. He just gave me my new Tiffany's necklace.
Okay, but we're talking about oral sex. Right?
And Tiffany's bracelet. And
hey, Tiffany's can be better than oral,
he
maybe.
He makes up for it. Yeah, Tiffany's is better.
Way better than oral, right?
Yeah. Give me five. I beg
I'll
to
take
differ.
Tiffany's I'll take over oral over the Tiffany's. All right. Well, yeah. Natasha needs a hard dick and Tiffany's jewelry. Woo! And everything. All right, well... So,
am I that difficult or no?
To my couples keep much? Leaving to go to be by themselves to do this stuff. Okay, so why don't you guys come on up here? Yeah.
Huh?
Want to come up here?
I still haven't even taken my drinks yet.
Oh, you haven't taken your drinks. Yeah, it sounds like it's a medication of some sort.
I just sat down. I've been rushing over here to get here, so I get here on time.
Oh, well, you're not on time.
So give me 15, 20 minutes. I'll be ready.
And then your drinks will have taken effect?
Yeah, probably then, yeah.
All right, so, Jaya, why don't you come up here, okay. And I would love for you to give us some mouth exercises.
Okay.
I mean, you want to come up with her for mouth exercises?
I have a
leave
that to
her. What are these mouth exercises?
Okay, and let me get her book here. I think that's already signed. So,
I have a question for her as well.
Why don't you come up here too, gorgeous?
Okay.
Yeah. No, you got the pants. Yeah, get the right pants. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so mouth exercises. Okay. I mean, just to get in good shape for, let's say, giving cunnilingus, which is a lot of licking.
Tongue. Okay, so not everybody can roll their tongue, but that's a good one. I'm doing it in and out.
Okay, everybody try this, rolling of the tongue. I had to learn to do that, you know, going back and forth to camp in like hour and a half drives when I was like 10 years old. So I never knew it would come in handy for oral sex, but
awesome.
It does, yeah.
Another one is, well, the platysma is a very tight muscle. Those of you who don't know platysma, it goes up platysma. Like this. And so I love this platysma stretch. If you can hold the mic.
Okay, yeah.
You pull down here.
Yeah.
Lift your chin. And then open and close your mouth. So try it. Yep, pull down right below
it's
your
hard
clavicle.
Not to have your hat fall off.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your jaw?
Yeah, it really tightens right here. You ever have a saggy jaw, just...
Like right here, mate.
Yep, that's exactly it. So that helps relieve the tension. Sometimes when I have the penis inside my mouth, I get tension like right in there.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think when guys are going down, they get the tension right there. So that's a really good one because the tension just gets rid of your stamina and then you can't keep going.
Right.
So you need to keep that.
Loosen up in the midst of this thing you're doing. Yeah.
Yes.
But, so it's better to loosen up with exercises beforehand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Little mouth yoga. So okay. Another one is writing your name with the tip of your tongue
okay.
in the air.
Okay. How do you do that?
So. Dot the I.
Now you know the late great Sam Kinison would always say just. Spell out every letter of the alphabet with your tongue.
There you go.
And you should have her screaming by the time you get to pee.
Right. or writing a love letter.
Mm.
You know, like writing I love you. Other stretches, like sticking your tongue out as far as it will go to your chin.
Oh, that one. I can't do that. Can anybody stick their tongue out and touch their chin?
Uh-huh.
Look at you. Hey, she really does deserve the name of sexpert here. She can touch. Can you do that? Let me see your tongue. How far... Oh, see, you have to suck more soft cocks, and then you'll be able to touch your tongue with your...
I'm going to practice.
Yeah.
And then up to your nose, so when we get down, then we got to go up.
Okay.
Mm. Oh. Can't do that, I know that.
I can do the tongue roll, but...
And then to the sides.
Mm. Oh. Now, could you always touch your chin with your tongue?
No,
did you
think,
learn that?
I think I have a long tongue, but I also practice it. I mean, it's something that I don't know. I got when I was young, I got into weird tricks with my mouth.
Yeah.
And I also was an opera major. And so singing opera gave me all these different exercises with my mouth.
Can you sing a note?
Sure.
Can, yeah.
Let's see.
Wow.
Bravissima.
We have the next Susan Boyle right here.
Diva Jaya. Diva Jaya.
Yes, when I go down, I... on his cock. Yes.
Does the humming... Have you ever done, like, the singing or the humming?
We hum.
How...
Because it makes a vibration. So the higher notes are more like a high-pitched vibrator, if you think of vibrators.
Mm.
And then the lower, like, tones are more like a pulsing, if your partner likes a pulsing. So if you're going down on a woman, you can do these different, you know, like with your lips, even the...
I'm thinking Bobby Darin might be good.
The...
Ooh. Question. Yeah.
I have the million-dollar question.
Okay.
I'm a dope performer, as you know, and a lot of people like deep throat, mm-hmm. and my mouth is so little. How can I relax my throat so I don't like choke so much?
Awesome. Oh yeah.
That is such a great question.
Well, yeah. Deep throat. By the way, the play is now at the Zephyr Theater. If you're listening to us live, we just saw it last week. It's an amazing play. About the making of Deep Throat. It's called The Deep Throat Sex Scandal at the Zephyr with fantastic actors and cameos by mainstream celebrities. It's great. So go see it. Okay.
I have to go see that.
Yeah,
that
it's really fabulous. It's really great. It's political, it's all about free speech, and it's it handles the Linda Lovelace character with a lot of kind of nuance and ambivalence, because of course, she seemed to be having a great time and then said she was having a great time and then said she was beaten and gunpoint and all that. And it's hard, I've heard different people that have said different things about it, but regardless, it doesn't sound like she had a good time doing it. Mm-hmm. But it was a landmark film. It started porno chic in the sexual revolution. And it was prosecuted, and it was the first time an actor was prosecuted and convicted, but then it was overturned by Alan Dershowitz. Yeah, so, anyway.
Deep throat.
Deep throat. Back to the real thing, deep throat.
I said as a kid I did a lot of weird things with my mouth, and one of the things was to get rid of my gag reflex.
Right.
So I just started practicing with my finger, actually, taking my finger and touching the back of my throat so that I could get used to the sensation of something in the back of my throat. So
like your tonsils?
That hangs down in the back called the uvula.
I just hit it.
And I can flick it. I can flick it.
What's that? What's that?
She's touching it. Look, wait, I got to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
So sometimes it gives me a little bit of a gag.
Yeah.
But it's about, like, you get that gag, and then you kind of let yourself... So yeah, you got to get used to the sensation. So that's one thing. The other thing is to have like an open, this is something I learned in opera, an open palate, which means the soft palate in the back, like you're yawning, that, and keeping your throat like that when you have his penis in your mouth, to have that open space in the back of your throat. Then the other thing is the angle of your head. So if you're putting a penis in this way, it just hits the back of your, you know, if you have a small space here, it doesn't work. So you need to get an angle where it's like a sword swallower. Ah. It's coming down. So you can either hang your head off the end of the bed or, you know, so it's part getting used to the sensation.
Yeah.
Part angle.
Now, the hanging the head off the edge of the bed is a classic position for deep throat. Mm-hmm. But the blood rushes to my head anyway when I do that. So I can't do that for very long. I start to feel like my eyeballs are going to pop out of my head.
Another thing you can do is if you are below him, he can lower himself. If he can point his penis, you know, where he has his penis and he points it down and then, you know, squats down into your mouth.
What is so
that
hot?
That is another way.
Yes.
She likes on. Yes, thumbs up on the squat down into the mouth. D-Love, we haven't tried that one, have we?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we have.
Hey, try it on stage. Whoa, I'm on right.
We have 30 days of oral left around there somewhere. We should try that at home.
We gotta put that one in, yeah. So to speak.
Yep.
Okay. Can y'all do it on stage? I'd love to know.
D-Love's not prepared.
I'm not a performer.
He's not prepared for that.
I bet he would probably do it.
He's a cabinet designer, and I drug him here because he's my partner.
I think they should have drugged him on the way. Design a cabinet for us. We're trying to get him to design a cabinet.
I think she may want you to get on stage with her.
I hear the request.
Oh, she's
denied.
Looking for Amanda Blow. Amanda Blow is looking for Amanda Blow.
I love blowing. I guess I didn't blow so good, but.
Oh no, you were blowing great.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
If you're enjoying it.
Yeah,
we're gonna go talk.
He was definitely
later.
Enjoying it.
You know, I always share my husband. So if you ever need a cock to blow, you know.
She needs one right this second. Right?
I can offer my husband as well. I mean.
No, I'm gonna go get some in a minute.
Hey, Mona, do you like that she's offering you like this? Oh, come on up here. I can't hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Come on up here.
He's hot. He looks come like Clark Kent. Come up to the microphone. Doesn't he look like Clark?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah, I guess.
That sounds so neutral.
I guess.
Yeah.
He's very neutral. When I ask him things, he gives me these neutral.
Maybe that's why she can offer him up so easily. Because she.
Hey, she's not the only one that does that.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. You asked me if I could, if you could have Max,
and I said
yes.
It was too easy. I was like,
"Well,
never mind."
Can.
No, I was kidding.
Right?
No, I'm going to have him.
Hey, share.
No, he won't. He makes me think.
You learned it in kindergarten.
He makes me think that, no, he doesn't want to share himself. He loves you so much. He acts like he's going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He teases me. I get blue balls from him. Girls do get blue balls.
Blue ovaries.
Oh, no,
blue
they ovaries. Really do. Right. I actually
I have big balls,
ended, I went to the doctor. I was in so much pain. I had sex this one time.
With
it was
the doctor?
Excruciating. A drummer. And it was absolutely excruciating. And we had to stop. And I'm like, what
probably
is
like
going
on?
Went
to
the gyno. Gyno's like, you have the female form of blue balls.
There is.
Like, my prescription
the
for you is
female form
to
of blue balls.
Yes, there is.
Wow,
and
did he bring out a vibrator
that,
like they used to do in the 19th
century? I
walked
out of that
century?
Office laughing hysterically. I was like 17, 18. My mother had driven me. I walk out. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I need to come to my little Christian Sunday school mother.
Wow. And
she
did
probably
you?
Did too, maybe.
Yeah, I think I did. I think I made a phone call.
A phone call?
Yeah, no. I made a phone call and I said, hey, the doctor ordered this, so I mean.
You should have gotten him to write
doctor,
a script.
I was about to say that. That would be classic. That would be classic.
It actually can be worse for women because it takes longer for the blood to
it
get
does.
Out of our pelvis.
It's
much smaller
even the
there,
next
too.
Day, that was what she said is, I had come so close so many times that the blood had just kept staying and it didn't go away. That's why it was so painful.
That's where my new camel toe line is going to come in good.
I'm a masochist. I like that kind of denial. You're getting me turned on.
Well, okay. So I'm getting cold. I have to put on my doctor's coat now. So what's going to heat things up here?
The nurse on stage.
The nurse. Yeah, I could.
Both of them.
I could use a nurse.
You got two.
Yeah. All right, so
I think
bi?
The jacket on you is very sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Are you bi? I wanted to ask. Are you
me?
Bi? Yes.
I just love people. It doesn't matter what kind of genitals or what, you know, what they are. If I love people, so
I like
it's
that.
Hard to
so
say.
So if it
like,
happens,
oh,
it works out.
Yeah.
Mm. I've got some cash, so.
All right. Well, oh, and by the way, this is from Deep Throat. I just have to show this with the microphone. Let's see. I'm not sure what she's going to say, but she...
Honey, I'm bored.
She said,
I want
she said honey, I'm bored. I think, eat my pussy.
My dad thinks you're cool, especially when I told him you can keep it up all night. Baby, I love it when you come first.
Wait,
I love it when you come first.
I think
this is supposed to be sarcastic.
I get lazy and tired. I'm
right?
Yeah. You better come first or I'm going to go to
anyway.
Charge you $300. What?
Something about a threesome.
Oh.
Something about a threesome.
Get me in. Yeah.
It's like, what?
I think this is supposed to be a doll that, you know, is like the perfect girlfriend, like the girlfriend experience where she...
That didn't sound very perfect at all.
I don't know. The girlfriend experience wasn't that perfect. At least the movie.
That's a good point.
Oh, the movie. Okay. But the idea of the girlfriend experience is you have a girlfriend that does everything
you
want.
It's very popular.
Yeah, but that doesn't usually happen,
is it? It's actually very popular.
No, I guess it's a girlfriend that does. It's the wife that doesn't.
Mm.
Wait, are we talking
we're talking conditioned most of mainstream people, like not mainstream people, but people in general. There's a lot of structured and conditioned people out there.
Here is the lady.
Somebody's underwear.
Wait, where are you guys going? What's going on? Tell me what's happening.
What's happening, hot stuff?
He's nervous.
What? Why doesn't he do you? Let's just do. Yeah. Why don't we have him do you?
Woo! Do it.
Yeah. Time of the month for me.
What?
It's time of the month for me.
What was that?
Time of the month for me.
Oh, time of the month.
It's called a sponge. We all use them. We all shoot with them.
No,
okay.
Yeah. It would make my man do it. It's cool when they.
All right. Well, how about? Can we have a cunnilingus demonstration, please? No. No. How about Katie and Mona? How about you guys? You want to do it?
I know. I was looking at Amanda.
You want to do it on Amanda?
Because they know my ass is virgin, like ish.
Are you getting in touch with your hoka hoka?
With my hoka hoka.
Yeah,
I'm
your
always
bisexual
in touch
sign?
With my hoka hoka.
Yeah. Yeah. You wanna learn some cunnilingus tips?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I'd rather not.
I do. I'm not that experienced with vaginas.
Now, if you guys want to use, I mean, we don't have a dental dam, but we do have,
you know, according to Measure B, we need to use gloves and
masks. What if we get tested, though? Like, if we get tested every week?
No, even if you're tested, we need gloves, we need masks, you need
gallons of Purell.
My shit doesn't stink, come on.
We're going to have a plastic wrap so that everything is covered, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That sounds...
Everything's going to be covered. Okay, so you guys want to...
I mean...
Reminds me, I should be making money then.
Come on up.
Okay. How about Katie?
I want to see vagina.
I'm coming on up.
Come on up.
Vaginas, come up.
Take my
girl. You want to go back down?
Okay.
She has a badass ass.
No, I'm fine. No, I'm good.
What are we doing? What's going... Let me just take a look.
You
going to
lick an ass?
I want to see some cunnilingus, ladies.
Get
how
there,
boring
babe. You're
are
my
you
favorite
guys?
Ass. You get to see mine all the time. I want to see yours again.
Cunnilingus.
I'm shy tonight.
Cunnilingus.
What's that back there? You'll get involved?
What?
You'll do Amanda. Amanda, would you like a little like doing by Brian?
I'm shy now. My ass is a whole nother story. Like
not your ass, your
vajayjay.
Your vajayjay.
My husband disappeared.
With the plastic.
No.
It takes away the feeling.
No, it doesn't. I just, you know, I'm
shocked.
You guys
are lucky I don't have a vagina.
Right.
Because I would let anybody eat
actually,
it.
I have to tell this true story.
Well, how do you feel about your, I mean, do we call it a cock?
I have a mangina.
You have a mangina. That's what we call
can
it.
Can we see it?
A mangina.
Sure.
Can we see it? Okay.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen
it. Well,
that.
We don't see it. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Can you stretch it a little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mangina.
Mangina.
Would you like to play with a mangina, Amanda? Is that qualify? Amanda Blow or a mangina to
I
blow?
I think that is sexy. It's
She's strange. Already got a co-host, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, now we're dating back again. No, that was hot, though. I've always had kind of a, you know, a I don't know. It's just beautiful. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. You're gorgeous.
You are beautiful.
Thank you. Have you ever slept with a transsexual before?
No, I have not, but I've been.
I have.
Friends. You have?
Them. Yeah, no, we lived together, actually. I had a relationship.
Oh, and so.
I always get along, though.
I have a question for you. Did she do cunnilingus on you, and was she good at it?
She was good at it, yeah.
So she had dated women before?
Absolutely.
Because I'm like a virgin to that thing, kind of thing.
That's why you want a cunnilingus.
You have relationships?
That's why I need lessons.
You do.
Exactly.
I know.
Do you have a relationship or have you had many relationships?
I've had relationships with women, but only penetration, no cunnilingus.
What about just relationships in general, like a girlfriend or boyfriend?
Am I single or am I dating?
Yeah, is it harder? Is it?
All right. I got to find a cunnilingus demonstration.
Please.
Here, you know, because you're just going into the,
no, I'm just really
running on questions.
I'm sorry.
And I just know it. There's one out there.
You're right.
Okay, so.
Somebody.
Where are my cunnilingus experts? Where are my cunnilingus? You don't have to
we
be an expert.
We need a vulva.
We need a vulva and
we need
a tongue. The taste meister. A tongue is
very much like a
genital organ. And it has to be the tongue and the vulva have to go together somehow. No, so where's my producer and her master? What, you're going to volunteer?
What about yours?
What about your hand up?
For producer, yes. Master, no.
For producer?
Did you say the producer and her master? I say yes, I'll volunteer for producer, but not for master.
Oh, no, I have a producer.
I'm looking for her.
You know what, Mona? Just
there she is.
Mona, come here. Let's just be good sports and volunteers. Come on.
Okay,
Mona.
Come on, good sports.
You're gonna
come
eat me out.
Come on.
Come on.
Eat her out.
He needs more booze. He needs some agua or something. He needs some agua.
See, this is America. Or, I mean, the world, I guess.
See, pussy's been fucking up lately.
This is what happens when you get married, ladies.
All right, Tasia.
I don't blame the girl. I totally love
you. You are our demonstration model. Where's your master?
Master!
I wouldn't call him like that. Not mine.
Yay!
Okay. So the boyfriend needs to, or the husband, that's because he's a husband now, before he didn't need to.
I know, that's why I said, that's what happens when you get married.
I want to challenge you guys to more oral sex.
He's an introvert, you know, he's very, very shy.
Not once he gets going.
Yeah, once he gets going, he's going, but we just got to get him going.
Have you guys ever had like oral sex every day straight for like 90 days, 30 days, a year.
No.
Oh, here he is. Master Liam.
I don't understand.
Let's give it a hand, brothers and sisters.
Just in oral sex with my husband all the time.
All right.
Cunnilingus.
Okay.
We should do an opera version.
Okay, so here you are. Lay in the bed of roses. Okay, rose petals, that is.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you're going to
she's
follow
ready
some
for
instructions.
No. I think we're doing
that's
cunnilingus.
That's the wrong way, Tasia. You got to turn around.
Cunnilingus.
Turn around. And I think, you could do it through the panty. Okay, here we go. What are you doing?
Try it through the underwear first. Like, don't take the underwear off, but just use your breath, like hot breath through the underwear with your mouth.
Yeah.
Some hot breath first.
Here we go, here.
You want me to do
warm
my
it up
thing.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hot breath, and then just pull it to the side just a little bit. So start with the hot breath.
Here goes the hot breath.
No, actually put your mouth on the underwear, like with hot breath. And then just move the panties to the side just a little bit, and then use your tongue. Ooh, I like how he uses his teeth. That's really good. Are you paying attention? Do you love? Are you paying attention? I like the teeth, like pulling aside there.
And here comes the luscious vulva.
Yes, long, luscious licks. Can you go from her clit to her vaginal opening?
Are you paying attention?
Long, luscious licks.
I'm taking notes.
Let me get behind there, actually. Whoops.
Let me get this.
Okay. Try buzzing your lips all the way over her vulva. Like, can you buzz your lips, master?
Buzz?
Yeah, like. He knows already that she loves that. I love that.
Red. Oh.
You know, funny sounds like humor in the bedroom, like back. That's awesome. All the humor, like laugh, have fun. I really encourage people to do that. And does she like her clitoris sucked? Because some people really like their clitoris sucked, almost like the clitoris is like a penis.
She's actually reading your book while she's getting her pussy.
She's. You can pick out a technique you like and coach him.
How the massive orgasm hysteria for a long period of time.
Massive hysteria orgasm. I don't know if that's in my book. Is that
you
in my book?
You wrote it to me in the email.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, massive hysteria orgasm.
Massive hysteria.
Prolonged period of
orgasm. Oh, yes. So we can just keep her in kind of a prolonged state of arousal. We were talking earlier about, what was it? Blue eggs or something.
Oh, didn't you say you could do it with a group or something?
Yeah, we can all start breathing together with her.
Mm.
Everybody breathing, you know, so she can start breathing.
Yeah. So now,
and then now he's using his hands and mouth. So
I'm jerking the clit off.
She's
now use your tongue in there while you're doing that.
Mm.
So the hands and mouth in concert are really awesome. And then I would encourage Tasia.
Yes.
To breathe. Tasia, to breathe. So you're breathing in and out of your mouth?
I forgot to breathe.
And if we could all breathe. Now two inhales.
And what does the breathing do?
It helps you to feel more. So the more you're breathing, the more you're feeling, but it also helps you get into an altered state of consciousness. So you can get an altered state of consciousness, and then
is it that kind of dizzy feeling?
That dizzy
where you're
feeling?
Just like, whoa, like
exactly,
your eyes are going to roll back in your head.
Yep, like you're hyperventilating almost.
Okay.
Like you just sort of get tingly all over the place while you're
so
doing
there's
your breath.
A technique for the ladies to feel it better too in breathing.
Yes, breath letters are really good. So if you do one breath, while you're having somebody go down on you. You can also cover your eyes, that helps. Like, you know, like a blindfold or putting your fingers over your eyelids.
Okay, we're changing position.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Should we take the panties off now completely?
Yeah, you can take those panties off.
Yeah, keep the sneakers on though. Yeah, sneakers stay on.
Always sneakers.
Yeah, okay, the panties.
Doesn't Tasia just have the cutest little pussy?
She does. Okay, here we go. This is cunning linguist, Master Liam.
And when she's ready for penetration, I, you know, advise like lots of foreplay before you do any kind of penetration, even with your fingers. But D Love actually invented a technique that he does on me called D Love's Delight. And it's one finger internally, and you do the come hither motion.
He's
if you
want to
try
the,
it, if you feel ready.
He's doing the finger inside.
One finger doing a come hither motion. Yeah. Then two fingers of the other hand on the clitoris, jilling it off. So you're stroking along the shaft.
Tasia, are you breathing? Because it doesn't.
I don't hear you breathing.
It's like birth. Keep breathing.
And then
keep breathing.
Flicking your tongue on the head of her
out?
Clit.
Okay.
He's got it perfect. Look at that. He's doing the come hither inside while he's jilling off, while he's sucking and licking the head of the clitoris. It's not every day I get to see my techniques in action.
No.
Yeah.
So this is pretty special.
Them that they're doing it right.
Okay, how's he doing?
Fantastic.
Do we hear her pleasure?
I'm coming hither.
She's coming hither. Is she breathing?
Breathe.
Is she breathing?
What?
She keeps forgetting
not
to breathe.
Not hyperventilating breathing. Oh, now he's going finger down into that bottom spot. Mm. What's that called? The
PS spot.
PS spot, right?
So
if
you go towards the floor of the vaginal canal, so here's the come hither on the G spot.
That's
the
G
turn
spot,
your finger
which is more of an area than a spot, by the way.
And go to the PS spot, which is the perineal sponge. That's another erogenous area. Pressing
how
down.
How does that feel, that
sanding
area?
The floor.
Down at the bottom of the floor.
Feels like she described it as a sponge.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
What?
And then any kind of favorite
under the G.
Okay, I have one for him. If you can do two fingers internally, you can do one on the G spot and one on the PS spot while going down on the clit.
Wow. Oh, yeah,
can guys do all this multitasking?
What's that? Yeah,
well, if they've been like trained well, or if
they... Has he got it, Jaya? Is that it? It looks... Looks
yep.
Good. Looks pretty good.
Yep, he's got it. One finger on the top.
One finger on
the bottom. Look at that face. Woo!
Master Liam is good with his hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she has found a new favorite thing to do.
The great thing about that is you can alternate your fingers, so you can get one going, you know.
Yeah, Tasia's found her new favorite thing.
Some twitching.
Let the twitching happen. I love when the twitching happens.
Okay, and the legs are going up frog style now.
Oh, now I think he's doing the claw, D-Love.
Has he got the claw?
He was, well, the thumb inside the vagina, and then separate the fingers so you can get your tongue in there. Oh, he's nodding yes.
Oh, yeah, now he's pushing up the
labia. I think they're familiar with the claw, D-Love. Mm.
Okay, and what there do you call this?
Yep.
Jerking her off.
Jilling off. We call it jilling off.
Yeah.
Mm. So was it jerking Jill or jacking Jill?
So this is something to learn for those of you who have penises and you want to learn how to give great cunnilingus. The clit is like a little mini penis, and you can kind of play with it in the same way you play with a penis.
Mm. It has more nerve endings, though, right?
Well, it has at least as many, and it's so much smaller that the nerve endings are packed, right? Right in this tiny little area.
Yeah. And we can come over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Well, yeah.
I actually heard from a friend of mine who's a nurse. She said that the woman's vagina, the area down there, has over 600,000 nerve endings, and that the male has about 80,000.
Oh wow! So we got
circumcised
more
or uncircumcised male?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, if you're circumcised, you've kind of
lose a lot.
You've lost some.
Yeah, you've lost. It's the rubbing and roughness.
Mm. And then there's touching your sneaker to your head. That's a whole other movement.
That's another technique. Yeah. That's another book. I haven't written that one yet.
That's the upcoming sequel.
Yeah. The sequel is what to do with your sneakers while someone's going down on you. Oh, and I like this, the love tapping.
This is a really
good thing if, like, your partner's in her head. D-Love does this to me sometimes. Like, I'm in my head, and he's just like, he knows how to get me out of my head by doing some love taps.
Pussy spanks.
And going back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it works. No, not too hard. Not, well, depending. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about that? Pussy spanks.
What? Looks good. Looks like fun.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
It does. Okay. I would like it a little harder, though, right?
What you want? What harder?
The pussy smacks.
Oh, you want? I thought you like hard cocks and hard pussy spanks.
Everything
into the hard stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is a delicate pussy. Pussy is. I don't know if the pussy's more delicate than the cock. You know, it depends.
I think it can take a harder hit than a cock and balls.
I think it depends on each person's personal pain level.
Yep. And for some people, pain translates as pleasure. So.
Yeah, see, I like a little pain, a little pleasure together. It's very good.
Yummy, it does.
And the position matters, too. So, like, she's got her legs up like that, but sometimes having your legs closed, like, I solo pleasure with my legs closed, so it feels better for me to have, like, my legs close together as opposed to having my legs spread wide.
Yeah.
So having them close together changes the sensation for me completely.
But
okay.
Is it normal? Like I used to always masturbate like that when I was I was little, and now I like it like this.
Okay.
Where my feet are like as far out as I can, so that my lips are spread open as much as they can.
Uh-huh.
And if I Someone's sit back, been... it kind of hurts, but then I can kind of like touch my.
Someone's been writing the Sibian, I think.
I love that you found something new and that he could have his face right underneath there.
Yeah.
And then it's your solo pleasure pattern. So then it makes it really, really awesome.
Because
whatever you've trained yourself somatically, like that just means like your body got into a pattern of pleasure for that.
I think
she wants to return the favor now. So this is something really important. Like guys who really want to have fellatio done on them, but they won't go down on their partners.
Oh.
Like, what's
this
that
is
about?
The way. Don't hurt that butt there. No, this is the way to get it is give it, you know? That's always the way to
so
get it.
So this is a great white tigress position. The woman on her knees, man standing or sitting in a chair.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks like he's having a lot of pleasure on his face.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's quite the white tigress.
I would say so.
She gets her vitamins on a regular basis. She does. Both down the hatch, on the face.
I call it my act right juice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't act right if I don't get it.
Mm. Her act right juice because she don't act right if she don't get it.
Act right. The act right juice.
You know, it chills you
it's
out.
Not Jesus so juice.
They've
it's
done
act
studies
right
on
juice.
This stuff. And semen does have a.
It has feel good hormones in it.
Feel good effect.
Antidepressants, yes. So one thing she could do right now, little white tigressing, is make a diamond and put his cock in the middle of the diamond with your fingers. Yep, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
That's a nice diamond. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
With the balls
yep,
or without
with
the
balls? Like thumbs under the balls.
You can do it either way, I guess. But yeah, with the balls as, it's like a cock ring. You're making a hand cock ring.
You are.
You know?
And then she can engulf his penis and then suck back along the shaft of his penis.
Mm.
Engulf, suck, 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 suck. And then when you get to the head, do little mini sucks. Suck, 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 suck. And then pop off the head. Like,
woo!
There you go.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful.
You should be on set on porn
sets
telling girls what to do.
Well, you know what I realized in reading your book and in all of this is that, I mean, I love sex toys, but the hands and the mouth can imitate just about any sex toy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think the hands and the mouth don't get enough, like in concert with one another, just don't get enough attention.
I don't know if they ever did.
Yeah.
But you're bringing that to people. I mean, I don't know if people are out of touch with their bodies because of the internet and so many things, or if we just have never been in touch with our bodies, at least not since, you know, the dawn of so-called civilization when we decided we owned bodies instead of they were just ours to share.
Right.
You know? I mean, maybe in those days we knew how to work them, you know? And with all the repression that came up with owning farms and people,
agriculture.
And animals, and owning land, owning animals, owning people, we started to forget how to deal with our bodies, how to just be and share.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially with the technology they have these days. I mean, right now, I believe they have a new toy that literally, during webcam, they can plug in like something semi like a fleshlight. And literally fuck the fleshlight, and you can control the tightness, the movement on your side, as well as they can control it as well. And that's through webcam.
You know, it's all good. I'm all for all of this. I'm all for all kinds of sex between everybody. But if you have a partner, brothers and sisters, try sharing. Yes. You know, in the
sharing
real thing.
It's caring.
Yeah, sharing is caring. You were taught since you were a little kid. I'm a sharer.
You know, so they're doing good. What else should she do? Okay, he should take off his shirt. That's obvious.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
He's,
take it off.
He's stripping there.
Get
comfy. Okay, I like that suck at the end. That's so great.
Take it off.
And then, so another one is circling the head of his cock with your tongue.
Circle with
so,
the tongue.
So actually, yeah, just around.
Mm.
And then go the other direction. Go one direction. And then the other direction. There you go. And you can use your hand, make an O with your fingers, and then put your lips on the L like this. And then go up and down, up and down his cock. It's really hard to talk when you're giving oral sex.
This is giving
or
him
even
the
demonstrating
ring.
Oral sex. Going up and down the shaft with your finger. Yep.
Mm.
And that one's called For His Delight, where he takes the back of your head and he moves his pelvis. Now, this is one I recommend talking to your partner about before you do it.
Well, yeah.
Because
but, you know,
not
they
everyone can
do it.
Don't
call him Master Liam for nothing.
Right.
But yeah, they have this worked out. No, Tasia really loves it.
And she's doing something we call the advanced technique, which is really being able to take the penis all the way deep into your throat.
Wow. She's a white tigress, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of her producer
And then what about the stillness? So she could also find a moment of stillness of just holding his cock in her mouth and feeling it.
There she is.
And
like
he's feeling it.
It's like a spiritual communion. Mm-hmm. This is communion.
And just feeling that penetration in your mouth.
She does that to go to sleep. She like suckles me.
Uh-huh. It's actually really relaxing.
She really does.
Sure.
We found that out last night, didn't we?
Why do we separate a baby sucking on mommy's titties from a woman sucking or anybody sucking on their lover's cock?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this oral fixation. Whether we get the breast or not, we want it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're wired to want it. What was that?
I've spent
till I was four.
You breastfed till you were four. Well, you're still breastfeeding, honey. It's just a dick right now. Yeah.
And no. According to the White Tigresses, they would say you're getting essence. You know, you're getting the energy, the sexual energy, and it's feeding you.
It's interesting. A couple weeks ago, we did a show with a guy, Richard Berger, who wrote a book called Behind the Red Door, Sex in China. Uh-huh. And, of course, China has gone through so many different puritanical regimes since the time of the White Tigress, but maybe it's making a comeback, because that's Chinese, right?
It's Taoist, yes.
Taoist Chinese, right, mm-hmm. right. Taoism is very sexual, the yin and the yang.
I love how she's sticking her tongue out on the bottom, you mm-hmm. know, like that.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
I taught her that, too. So they can go deeper when they stick out their tongue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that? It can go deeper when you stick out the tongue. There's another trick.
What do you
trick.
Think about that?
Yes.
Get the tongue
out.
I've heard
that
one before. Tongue. Better,
And she can also use her hands to get massages. Butt, his thighs, scratching on his thighs. I like that one. D-Love likes that one. Mm. The scratching on the thighs while you're...
Yeah. And what about balls?
I think testicles included in the whole thing, you know? One of my favorite techniques is actually taking my thumb and my forefinger, wrapping it around the testicles, so they're kind of like, it's almost like it's in a cock ring, and then licking with the skin taut.
Mm. Oh, here we go. Okay, we are doing this now, wrapping the fingers around the testicles.
Tighter. I love how he's communicating. Yeah. Tighter, and then licking his testicles. You can suck, too. But there's the licking over the skin. He can do his own, too.
I'm very nervous that I'm going to hurt the testicles.
See, everybody gets really nervous about it. But look what he's doing. Right there. I mean, he's really squeezing. Really intensely. And so what I often do with my partner is I'll just be like, show me how hard I can squeeze or stretch. Because every man is different. Some men are more sensitive and delicate than others. But he can really, really squeeze.
You've got to know your partner, lover, you know, whether it's man or woman or
a lot transsexual. Of being good at oral sex is just paying attention and knowing what your partner really loves, you know, and being able to communicate about
that. Well, they
pay
attention a lot through the eyes. She's always
I love how she's looking at him in the eyes. That's great. Yeah. And that's another White Tigress technique, is to look up lovingly with your eyes and sort
and
of an act
love
of
that,
submission.
Right? Doesn't everybody
they
love
that? They do love that.
Look up at me when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the prettiest face either, but...
The prettiest face, you mean with a cock
that
in your mouth?
That angle and like you're just looking up and your mouth was stretched out.
Right.
I don't think that's attractive, but guys
well,
think
you know, it's a certain kind of attractive, especially if it's your dick that's in the mouth.
That's true.
That has a way of making it attractive.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Saliva is really important too. So like doing this with a dry mouth, not so great. But
no.
If you get a lot of saliva going, and you get different kind of saliva. Like when I deep throat, I noticed that there's like a thick saliva. I don't know if anybody else here has noticed that, like thicker saliva happening.
Well, what I want to ask is, I mean, certainly the best thing is to keep some water by your bed so you can. You know, fuel up the saliva. Is there a way to make saliva?
Yes.
You know,
I have a technique for that. You want it?
Yeah.
You want to hear the technique? Okay, so. But you have to keep your mouth slightly open and keep circling. They say 36 times one way and 36 times the other way.
Circle around. Mm-hmm.
But don't swallow while you're circling.
No, you want to keep that saliva. Yeah, I can feel it getting all juicy in my mouth. definitely. Yeah. Definitely juices up your mouth, and then you just sort of suck it up from the
and
bottom.
And you've got
and
all in there, and then you can you know, then you start going down.
Right. Very,
and then you swallow it.
That's a very helpful hint.
Supposed to be very good for your teeth, too.
Because sometimes you don't have a glass of water nearby, and you got to keep the lubrication going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's a dance, right? These dance of oral sex.
Another thing she can do is twist her hand. If there's enough lubrication, twist her hand up and down his shaft while...
I love that. Yeah, with a lot of saliva.
Mm.
Yeah,
to really
twist.
It's
a very slurpy show at this point.
Let's hear the sounds.
Yeah. Do you love, you're not a fan of the sounds, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Not so
oh, yeah.
No. The Slurpee sounds?
The Slurpee sounds. You're not into Slurpee.
He's not a Slurpee sound man.
Oh, but this is radio. We need
yeah,
to
yeah, you got
to
get the sound effects.
You gotta get
oh, yes, and blowing. Why do they call it blowing?
I always wonder that, too.
I mean, it
because
makes
you don't
no
really
sense.
Blow,
you're not
and
really
a lot of people
blowing.
Think you should blow, and that's, that. No.
You know, a little bit of blowing is okay, but...
Actually, well, because your face looks like it's blowing.
Maybe, because you look like you're blowing an instrument, blowing a trumpet.
Skin flute.
Yeah.
Playing the skin
but
flute.
You don't really blow a flute.
Yeah, that's what you do.
More like a trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
The goat. Not very attractive.
The meat horn. Yes.
I see hard penis.
You see hard penis.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
I am so happy.
See?
I'm excited
yeah, look
about
at your,
it.
Your face brightening up.
Oh! Mm-hmm. I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I don't really need to instruct these two. I think they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, they do know what they're doing. But, you know, you can always benefit from a little
it's
instruction.
True. Mm. And he's saying yes. Yes, I have permission. I have permission.
Mm. Yeah, and now she's doing the side move, which is really good. You know,
yeah.
when you get the penis
sides of the mouth,
into your
the
mouth and then rub it against your
I like the pop. The pop.
They call that a jawbreaker.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah, when you do this. You go
yeah, right through your mouth.
On
and
the side.
Yeah.
Like,
you like that look there? The hard penis right in the cheek.
Yeah, the jawbreaker, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
I want to see her use her hands more. That would be my... Oh, there's a slap and slide.
Slap.
Slap and then slide it across her tongue. So that's another thing too. Like if she's not using her hands, he can use his hands to do the hand techniques as well. But,
Right. There's you know you can use your hands whether you're the giver or the receiver.
Right. There's also cock shiatsu. While she's sucking the head of his penis, just the head, she can use her hands to massage along the shaft, just by squeezing along the shaft.
Ooh, we are. Doing cock shiatsu now on DrSusan.tv. Whoa.
So squeezing along the shaft, up the shaft as you're going.
Whoa.
To squeeze with like maybe two fingers and your thumb.
Yeah, while your mouth is on the head, it's a beautiful thing. Very effective. You know, it's getting rowdy out there, and we're also running out of time.
Rowdiness.
So I'm going to say that we're going to wind up the show, and I think this cocksucking is going to go on for a while, so you'll be able to watch this in the after party.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. But,
I'm even willing to volunteer.
You're willing to volunteer?
I need to perfect my deep throat technique that I just learned.
I don't know if they permit that. I'm not sure what the situation is there. It's fine with me, but, you know, it's...
I'll find someone, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will, actually. It's
yeah, you're gorgeous. It wouldn't be
young,
hard.
And you are gorgeous.
You have people standing in the wings.
Yeah, yeah.
Justin!
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Well, Justin and others, and, you know, I think I see some. Okay, so can I get my other guests back in here? They're too crazed out at the bar now.
I know.
I don't want to get my producer out of her position right now.
They are in the producer's room.
They're in the producer's room without the producer. Motherfuckers! Okay, well, she just left.
She left
you,
him
I guess.
Hanging.
I know, huh?
Okay, so like
okay,
I would
can
say,
we have
you know,
some
we
applause
some
for
yes.
Master Liam and Tasia, my amazing Dr. Susie TV producer. And,
it's not every day that your producer just, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, this is one of those things. We're not really doing scenes in a porn here. We invited a bunch of couples. And I don't know. They weren't in the mood, or they were on their period, or you know, they had issues. And,
you know what?
And
this is real life.
They
That's
needed
what happens.
To drink like for 3 hours before they can go down on each other. You know, I mean, what do you do about that? Needing to drink a lot before going
yeah.
down.
We have a
she's
handstand.
She's in a good mood.
This is a position you can have oral
this
sex
is a
in.
Position.
Here we go. She's making herself available as a buffet.
She is. She's a happy camper. Yeah, look at that. Wow. Spreading it over. A campy hamper. Right. And there is some cunnilingus right there. Okay.
Yay.
Very good. Yahoo!
Woo!
All right.
Guest on stage.
What's the matter?
Guest on stage. Guest on stage. Let's go.
Oh, pull my mic down. Oh, okay. All right. It's just,
I'm going to change my outfit to my IQ outfit.
Okay, so we're going to say, everybody's going to tell us all about themselves and where we can find them. So let's start with you, Natasia.
My name's Natasia Dreams. You can join me at www.natasia-dreams.com or Natasia Dreams X on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Twitter at ShayGolden777.
Okay.
Twitter Amanda Blow XXX. And
you're becoming a rap star and you're a talk show.
It's called The Belly Song. Be ready for The Belly Song. Mm. I heard he's got a bigger dick when he gets rid of it.
Get better, Ron.
Oh yeah, Ron Jeremy, by the way, guys, he had an aneurysm. Put a shout
out to him. Yeah. He's putting out healing vibes. Yeah, he's in doing Cedar good. Sinai.
We love you, Ronnie. We snuck in, and it's all good. But Cocktails with Amanda Blow. It was the GoCast Network. We're moving over to Tradio VTV, and it's Cocktails with Amanda Blow.
And what about this one? She's acting like she's your manager now.
She is. She's my handler.
Where do we find you, handler?
Anywhere you need my hands, baby. Google me, Olivia Godiva.
Okay.
She's hot.
And Missy.
You can find me at Katie Kins, that's 2N9.
Look
on
at this
Twitter.
Outfit you got here. Jesus.
And probably by summer you can find me on my webpage at katiekins.com.
Probably.
Probably. All right. Hopefully it will be up.
All right. And okay, Justin, you performed tonight. Jux Lee.
Wait.
Okay. Oh, hi. Okay. And Jux Leather. Right. I have this little whipper here. This is my little finger flogger. You like that?
That's cute.
Yeah, okay. And Brock.
You can find me at BrockHardXXX on Twitter as well.
All right. And, of course, Master Liam and Tasia. And my guests of the night, guests of honor, Jaya. And
D-Love.
And so tell us what's going on with you, just a summary.
Well, to anybody who's listening to the show, watching this show, I would love to give some free stuff away. So,
free stuff, yay!
12 Steps to Becoming the Ultimate Lover. It's an audio program that I put together, as well as DVD clips of the techniques, some of the techniques like D-Love's Delight and a handstanding oral thing, video clips, and an ebook on touch and how you can touch each other better. So go to bloweachotheraway.com/gifts and you can get information about the book and all your free gifts.
All right. Thank you. D-Love, do you have anything to promote? Furniture. Where can we get your furniture?
You can come do some ecstatic dancing with me in Topanga Canyon every Sunday night.
He's an ecstatic dancer, ecstaticlife.com.
Cool. Well, we're going to, right after we do our group picture, we're going to have some music for an ecstatic dance. In fact, maybe we should do our group picture with an ecstatic dance. And where's my 1 billion
there you go,
rising
D-Love. You could
sign.
Lead the ecstatic dance tonight.
I guess I could.
There's a sign. Find the 1 billion rising sign. I don't know where it is. All right, so, and the bonobo sign, give me the bonobo sign. Please. Oh, it's back here somewhere. I don't think it's behind the, No, that's this, okay.
Wow.
All right, so it's probably over here, because you guys
that's
are.
What?
I bet that's good for you.
Big sign.
No, it's not big, it's like that size. Where is really? Tasia? She must know where it is. Okay. Where's the 1 billion rising sign? Okay. Brothers and sisters, while we are looking for all of our props, we should just tell you that we love you. And we appreciate you tuning in to us, whether you're in your mansion on a hill, or a cardboard box. Wherever you are, here, you can hold this. It matches your outfit. Wherever you are, come on up here.
Okay.
Now, come on up for this part, because we're starting to do these group picture things. Okay, so, you know,
This has been an amazing evening. Blow Me Away, featuring the Blow Each Other Away book by Jaya. And we didn't talk much about bonobos tonight, but this book is all like right in tune with the bonobo way, brothers and sisters. The bonobo way of peace through pleasure. These are the make love, not war chimpanzees. Hey, stop talking. We're having a lesson. All right. Gives you yeah, that's right. Hold a book in front of your mouth. Or put a cock in your mouth or something. Okay. So the bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees. And, you know, this whole campaign to stop the violence against women and everybody else can, you know, get a little insight from looking at our make love, not war cousins. Because so much of our understanding of ourselves comes from the idea that we are irrevocably violent and that we must make war. And some of this comes from the common chimps who do make war and beat the females, and the baboons do that too. But the bonobos are at least as close to us as common chimps, maybe closer, and the females have a lot of power and the males get laid a lot, so that's why they're okay. And so the bonobos are highly endangered. We want to dance for peace. We want to dance for the violent, against the violence, against the female humans. But let's not forget the bonobos. There's a lot of violence against them, shooting of them for bushmeat. And we got to stop that too. So be inspired by the bonobos. Be inspired by these fabulous people that have been up to fight, sexperts and sexpots. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Yeah. Say you love them.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.